So my name is Jos. I'm a co-founder of Nextcloud, and I talk about Nextcloud, aka I do marketing. And today I'm going to talk about what's new in Nextcloud. Now, this became a little bit of a mess because we usually do about 3 releases a year, and I kind of made up 3 releases here, but there are actually only 2. I just mixed up our own product naming, so that was a good one. I hope nobody is confused, but we'll simplify it going forward. So, I will simply go over the product and what's new. As I said, I can't talk about all the features because this is just what's new, which is already, as I said, 84 slides, although we're already on the 3rd, so we'll get there. Don't worry. I'll do my best at least. So, Nextcloud Hub 2. There was somewhere in March, April. We introduced user migration, which is the first thing I'm going to show. File locking, automated file locking. Lower database load, always performance. That's always important, I think. Improvements in talk, desktop integration, and a couple of improvements in the groupware app. Now, I'm going to try and show a couple of these things, but there's not a lot to show of user migration. It basically does what the name suggests. You can export your account. This depends a little bit on what the app supports. So we have support in a couple of the important apps, like, for example, files. And it'll, of course, not just export your files, but also the comments on the files, activity history, what your favorite files are. So these metadata gets exported. Of course, your account itself gets exported. So, you know, your profile name and picture and date, all this stuff. And the idea is that you can export your account and then go to another Nextcloud server and import it there. As Nextcloud is hosted by tons of companies, as well as on your own. And if you say, look, my Raspberry Pi isn't pulling it anymore, I need something a little faster, then you can move to something bigger. So, apps need to support this, so it has some limitations, but you can just choose what you want to turn on. So you can say, okay, export only my files, or export files and my email configuration, export this, don't export that. It's fairly simple, just download a zip file. So what else is new? In Nextcloud Files, we worked a ton on performance. I'll get to that in a minute. We introduced a search API for indexing. That's basically an API for an external indexing tool, like Elasticsearch, that can then index the content on Nextcloud and show it to you. Somebody from Open Project there looks very happy. Excellent. And we introduced kind of a little thing, but if you share something by mail, you can then give it a password and then email them the password. But of course, well, they already have something kind of unique, which is their email address. So we now have a token option that they can simply say, hey, I have this email address. They will receive a time token, and then they can log in. You don't need to give them a password or something like that. So I mentioned performance, and there are tons of things, basically too much to talk about. So I have a couple of details that I just semi-randomly picked out. If you view a folder in this release, we got the number of database queries down by 75%. You can configure cron jobs, so you have this background jobs that are running, and you know, if you have a very busy server and the cron job hits just at your most busy time, that might not be helpful. So these background jobs you can now configure a little bit, that you say, hey, this is a very heavy task, please don't do this at like 11 o'clock or at 9 o'clock when all the employees log in, for example. So there's a bit more configurability there. And it also turned out that our server was very busy generating avatars in different sizes. Like one application for Nextcloud said, can I have it at 65 by 65 pixels? The next one wanted 66 by 66. This is actually a ton of work. So we now just offer it in a few sizes, and then, you know, you can resize it in the browser. I mean, that works fine. And that made quite a difference. You'd be surprised. What we also did is we separated image preview generation. So if you have, you know, 100,000 photos, and you want to scroll in that folder, then the Nextcloud server gets very, very busy generating about 100,000 previews in, of course, multiple sizes. If you do that in advance, that's very nice, but then that means your server is simply busy at another time. So what you can do now is you can have an external service that does this. So it runs on a separate server. It doesn't bog down your primary Nextcloud server. It's little things, makes quite a difference. Now, I mentioned file permissions, so one thing we also did is just we made the permissions a little more, well, advanced, and you can very specifically pick out if you don't just give edit rights, but you can say I want the, give the ability to upload, but not edit, or not delete, etc. So, other improvements were like searching for files by the tag of the file, improved group folders, you can now use the viewer app on public links. So you share somebody a PDF or an image, and then they can use our internal viewer app on that public link, and lots of other little